toi qui ne veux rien dire, toi qui me parles.
Sehr geehrte Fahrgäste, willkommen in Salzburg Hauptbahnhof. Ihre nächsten Reisemöglichkeiten.
Termitinitus.org.
Das Pfeff.
Vorsicht, diese Sendung wird abgehört.
Hello, we want to share news from the forest of Hambach, which is occupied against an open cast brown coal mine expansion. Right now there's an urgent threat of eviction. The company, RWE, plans to continue cutting when the cutting season begins on October the 1st. And it seems they want to evict the occupations before that. The more we are to resist the eviction, the better. So come down, take action in solidarity, spread the word.
There will be a Skillshare camp starting on the 22nd of September and ending on the 3rd of October, and that will probably also be the moment for reoccupation.
There are also some non-violent mass actions planned, as well as a large mobilization when the cutting begins. Check hambacherforest.org for up-to-date information.
So what is the Hambach Forest?
Yeah, like the Hambach Forest, it has been like one of the last common forests in Germany who have been owned by the people around. It's an ancient forest. It has been there since 12,000 years, and so it hasn't been used for economic reasons, and so it's really, really beautiful to be around.
Early morning, let the sunny rise, crusty eye. Feel my vibe, yo. When I see the tallest trees, I believe I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy, we will feed on the seeds. And if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry that gives us protection. You can wear my necklace.
But since these 1978, the company RWE started to buy the land, buy the forest, and dig a really big hole for extract lignite, which is one of the biggest producers of CO2 in Germany.
The hole devours the ground like a starving storm, with the most brutal sign of human life corrupted to the core. The flesh of the earth is open for all to see. This wound is infected, it's a defeat of you and me. And I'm speechless when I see bodies just like mine. We just have to take one look into the hole to see the earth cry.
And since 6.5 years, the forest is occupied. It has been evicted sometimes before, and we always made it to reoccupy.
Der Zombie von Rheinbraun, der schlich durch den Hambacher Forst und wunderte sich sehr. Der Wald war nicht mehr leer. Trari, trara, denn oben in den Bäumen hängt die Waldbesetzerschar. Die geben den Wald nicht her, trare, trara, denn oben in den Bäumen hängt die Waldbesetzerschar, die geben den Wald nicht her.
At the moment there's over 30 tree houses spread among a number of different tree villages. This autumn RWE wants to cut as many trees as possible, and they could soon have cut everything. Therefore, we're preparing for a strong defence this year. There's information that the evictions will take place already between the 22nd of August and the 22nd of September, which appears to be supported by the large police presence in and around the forest at this time, including barricade removal, inspection of the territory, and increased repression. After that, the cutting season will start on the 1st of October, so come join us.
Fill the sounds of machines, fill the sounds of machines, fill the sounds of machines.
If you come, it's good to be prepared to be as independent as possible, because it's not sure what structures will still be there. Be sure to check the current situation on the website before coming. And if you're in the forest, be very careful with fire. The Hambach is particularly dry because RWE pumps the water off.
What does the resistance look like in the forest?
Yeah, like there are many, many tree houses, more than 30 tree houses, and I think mostly people are going to evict to occupy the trees. But there will also be actions on the ground, like there are barricades with tripods and stuff like this. And yeah, probably many kind of different actions which are possible on the ground.
But it won't be the witches that are burning this time.
It won't be the witches that are burning this time. It won't be the witches that are burning this time.
I guess they are going to cut like ways into the forests to control it much better, and yeah, there's going to be lots of police on the ground, so people who want to come in will be confronted with this. There are some people who plan to do an action map, to make a map of the forest, to plan action, to see where to go, where are possibilities to enter, or what to do.
There are many ways to help. Come and occupy tree houses, build barricades, cook, help with the medic and legal teams. Everything is important. The idea is to honour a diversity of tactics so that everyone can find something to suit them. There is also a strong broader movement around the issue of coal, evident in, for example, the Klimakamp in Rhineland and the Ende Gelände mass actions. This autumn, Ende Gelände will take place between 25th and 29th of October.
So normally this means that a lot of people trying to block infrastructure with their bodies. In the forest it might be more like people running through police lines to try to stop the cutting. Ende Gelände has an action consensus which includes the agreement not to hurt people or to damage property.
Other mass actions are also planned that don't have a fixed date but will be called out for when needed. One of these goes under the name of Action Unterholz.
So I heard something about a day X. Can you tell me what that means?
Day X is going to be when we call out that the eviction starts, like when they actually start to cut trees. We will call out for people to come and stop the police and the cutting machines and the cutting workers from doing so.
It's also a call out for decentralized action. RWE also has operations in England and France, for example.
They're shooting the wolves from helicopters, can you believe them? Out in the wide world, the wildest ones are.
And also in the end of September, in the last week of September, there's going to be the skill sharing. And this could also be a good time for reoccupation.
Around that time, there'll probably also be a non-evictival festival. So check out the website hambacherforst.org for the latest. That's HAMBACHERFOREST.org. Be sure to inform yourself of the legal situation. In September, it's possible that a new, more repressive police law will be passed. This would give police more powers to detain people on grounds of suspicion preventatively. They would be allowed to keep people for 7 days just for identity verification, or 28 days if there's suspicion of terrorism, compared to currently 12 hours. And they would be allowed to listen to your phones, even if it's encrypted, without the approval of a judge. So be careful what you say on the telephone. There is a legal team to give information and help with repression. So ask them about the current situation and be aware of what you carry with you, as the police may try to use harmless objects as evidence against you.
There's also one person from Hambi in prison right now, and she's happy to receive letters.
Shit's fucked up over here.
Tell him.
Well, shit is fucked up over there.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to notice a common theme wherever I go. That shit is fucked up everywhere. Yo, free Puerto Rico, free Palestine. Brown, black liberation is on my mind. Peace and love sometimes go hard to find, and I don't know why. But I know that I love you. Even if I might not know you, I love you. Even if I might not hold you, I love you. Even if we might not make the connection in person, it might not show you, I love you. Even if I might not know you, I love you. If I might not hold you, I love you. Even if we might not make the connection in person.
Look out for one another. During and after eviction and cutting situations, a lot of difficult emotions can come up. So be aware of how you and those around you are doing. Take time and space to process, and get in contact with groups like Out of Action if you feel like it's all too much.
It's something to think about. I feel like hip-hop has given me the freedom to be able to go around the world and share my frustration with what's going on. And it's good to talk about it. It's good to sit and talk about it because it's healing. And then we take action. So let's continue to take action. Let's continue to take direct action. Yes.
All people who want to join the resistance in Hambach Forest are invited to do so. We are really happy.
I'd like to tell the story of a forest that I know, and many a forest season, sunshine, rain or snow, of the brave folks that live there to stop the giant hole, to save the ancient forest from the cruel chainsaw blow. The trees are full of life, but they want to cut them low. But we won't let that happen, because they've got to grow. Gotta let the forest grow if we want to live anymore. The seeds that we sow go further than we know. It's not over, it's not over. Forest is growing on. So stand by your trees, stop their foul machines from coming for our home. Up for the coal under its roots. So 6 years ago, folks came down to defend what's good. They built up tree houses, tunnels, and nets. Lived within this wondrous forest the whole summer long. Yeah, as autumn turned to winter, the police came to evict. After 4 long days, we lost that brave fight. But we didn't give up our courage and leave the forest alone. Very long we'd a meadow for a home. Da 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 da. Stand by by your tree. The final countdown's running for our world. It's not over. Soon new tree houses were built and the cops again come to evict them, but the struggle goes on. Banners rise up, shining in the sun, and in the night pixies make mischief and run. Since so long the forest has been shrinking every year, I can't disguise the sorrow in my tears. I can't hide the rage that I feel. They're coming back to cut again. It's time to act here, and now is the time to come in numbers to the forest as they strong as one. And who cannot come down, do what they can to stop the eviction and the destruction. Hambach's growing, forest growing, Hambach forest's growing strong. So stand by your trees, stop the foul machines from coming for our home. It's not over. The company is called RWE. They want to cut the forest for their coal energy. Giant open cast mines in the west of Germany. They'd sacrifice our world for profit and greed. They've been given the protection of the state police, who work hand in hand with the private security. Their violence is legal, but they call it criminality. When you come down to the forest and stand by your tree, we are growing, we are growing, and our hearts are raging strong. So stand by your tree, come from far and near to Hambach Forest, we are growing.
So, thanks for listening. The music we've heard has been System Failure, 2-for-1 and Natani Means, Blackbird Realm, Klaus der Geiger, and Raging Leaf, and they've all played in the Hambach Forest at some point. Stop the eviction, stop the cutting, leave the coal in the hole.
Terminitus.org.